Welcome to A Mission for Change, listeners. This is our first episode, The Step to Explore Others' Beliefs. While we spend time digging up details about our peers' beliefs, we are also discovering and exploring our own. We have hopes of coming across an idea about how we as individuals can change the world.
I'm Megan.
I'm Landon.
I'm Berkeley.
I'm Nick. Gosh, that song reminds me of my childhood.
Well, speaking of childhood, when I was a kid, I would always snoop around on my mom's phone to get all the gossip, look at new things on her Facebook, and spend my free time as a child hooked to a screen.
No wonder you're always on your phone now.
Landon, you spend as much time on your phone as most people will spend sleeping.
I was the same way.
Nothing has changed.
Our society has reached a new level of pressure applied to teenagers in America, and nowadays, I believe our school system is at fault. A few things that an average 14 to 18-year-old student has to endure on a daily basis could consist of hours of homework, tests stacked on the same day, which may require hours of studying, stress to apply for colleges, and many other things. We don't allow kids to be normal and have a life outside of just school and or athletics.
68% of teen stress comes from school, according to teenhelp.com.
Yeah, well, Tina Kepner, a mental health counselor at Georgetown High School, believes that teens face an influx of information through social media.
I think that students continually are flooded with all types of information, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, sometimes truthful, sometimes false. And I believe that students today don't have an opportunity to just be still, just to ever be bored or let their minds just naturally wander.
When our minds wander, we have time to get creative. We can think and let our imaginations run free.
In addition, Ms. Kepner believes that admin should create more rules for social media usage in school.
I don't really like that idea. I do think it will benefit everyone's learning in the long run, though.
I'm not 100% for turning in our phones, but I do agree that everyone will benefit from doing so.
In conclusion, setting up a system to hold students more accountable for what they do on social media in school may help with students and them not being able to focus while class is in session. Instead of letting them play and text whoever whenever they want, make them put their phones in a bucket during class. Even better, ban phones from school in general.
If one man can destroy everything, why can't one girl change it? This is a quote from Malala Yousafzai, a young girl who stood up against Pakistan's policies about women's rights and education. Just imagine being 11 years old, living in a poor country, and already having to worry about you and your family's future. On top of that, you're making your first speech against your country's government and view on equality for women. Think about your life now. Easy transportation, access to food, living space, education, and most of all, equality. 42% of U.S. working women have gender discrimination in the job. Across different conservative communities, women are still yet to have the right to drive. Across the world, women don't have legal rights.
Here in America, it's not as harsh, but we don't get the same pay as men do for the same job, and men still do think they are superior in most cases, but really, that isn't true. We're both equal.
Is that really a big issue today?
Actually, it is.
Let's go, girl power.
Honestly, I don't think it's that big of a deal, at least not in my life.
Even seeming little things matter when it comes to this subject. When jokes are made about females, such as women belong in the kitchen, it may seem funny to us, but that's because we have freedom in America. Women in other countries are literally not allowed to leave their houses or be seen in public without their husbands. They're there to make babies, and that's it. These things are important to watch out for because it means a lot to people. You never know who it may offend. Joking about it is a tacit acceptance of it.
Berkeley has a point. When guys say stuff like that, it's like they suggest that women are less than men. It's like when someone says you run like a girl. Okay, is that a bad thing?
Actually, my mom has the perfect solution to ensure that men and women are getting paid purely based off skill with no outside factors influencing salary.
I thought of The Voice and how people have their backs turned and they don't really know what they're going to get until they turn around. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you were a way to like look at resumes and vet who you're going to get without knowing their color, their sex, their...
If people would be more open-minded, then none of this would be an issue.
Yeah, it's frustrating to just hear about.
I agree. If I were able to look into the future, I would see a world of equality, where men and women are truly treated as equals by authorities and by each other. But the only way that this can happen is if we start thinking like equals. It's up to us as human beings to help one another get closer and closer to equality for all genders, and soon for all races, for all people.
Picture this. A young boy comes into the emergency room with a severe headache, high fever, lack of motion control, and confusion. He is sent home with a common flu and just a boy with an imagination. Later to find out, he died of a brain-eating amoeba. His parents and the boy, all African-American, were pushed to the side while other white patients were seen before. There's inequality in the medical field. This makes me think about how some medical issues in our country are still yet to be handled. Are there any specific issues that come to mind?
Being in high school, I think the usage of weed comes up.
In the past recent years, people have been using marijuana for medical reasons. Do y'all have any strongly feelings for or against this?
In my opinion, this is something that the world should be more okay with.
Yeah, I agree. I think there should be an extent of your diagnosis. I believe that people who are suffering deserve something that will make them feel better. And if marijuana does that for them, then they should have the right. I also feel like the long-term effects of the drug is worth it if they're going to the extent. My mom, Gretchen Alarcon, had some great insight.
Yeah, I don't think like you should have the flu and then you get medical marijuana, but I have seen people who have suffered through seizures and have watched their kids suffer and stuff like that. And then the only relief that they can find and any normalcy that they can find their life is through the medical marijuana. I think there's a difference between using it just to get high and the difference to using it to afford a better quality of life.
I agree. In the situations of kids, like 4-year-olds, I don't think they should be using this drug. That's like telling a baby to start running. Kathy Holt claims that a new solution lies in the end-of-life care. This benefits both the family and the child without the use of illegal drugs. In some cases, this even extends their lives.
Well, I also think America is handling cancer and cancer research all wrong. There are people dying daily, and I strongly feel like the funding is all elsewhere. I think there is not enough focus on this. 38.4% of men and women will be diagnosed with cancer throughout their lifetime. My father, Stan Fisher, has a different perspective on this topic.
I think we need to make cancer research a bigger priority, especially in children, because that is our future. I don't necessarily know that a cure. I think we need to know what's causing all the cancers and get our lives in line to where...
Wow, that's a terrible statistic you brought up earlier.
Is that worse in the United States or elsewhere?
The United States does not have the worst statistics, but also not the best.
My dad, Casey Ping, believes that the medical field in the United States is based on a competitive corporate-driven model, meaning profit is part of the equation.
While many healthcare systems claim to be non-profit, they still charge excessive fees. And so the system is based upon those that have financial resources to either have insurance or pay for insurance, pay for the health insurance for those underfunded or less qualified people. And so the system is not based on equal payer, equal care. And so ultimately, that is something that we're going to have to change.
He also states that we have spent the most in the world in healthcare based on our GDP.
But we had the 17th best outcomes. So we have extraordinary high expense without matching results. And so that's, again, something else we're going to have to look at.
I've never thought about comparing us to another country. I've always thought we had a near-perfect country, but this makes it seem like it's all about the money.
Comparing us to other countries really changes perspectives.
If these situations continue to stay the same, we will eventually be stuck. Everyone is improving. The United States are staying at a standstill. The question constantly in my mind is, what do we do as adolescents? This is something I believe we will have something to do with my project.
The United States does not have the worst statistics, but also not the best.
I think that it's kind of amazing how we have all these different problems, but each individual thinks or handles them differently.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. All of these topics and issues have been relevant to me, but hearing each person talk and explain brings a whole new perspective to mind.
Are you any closer to your community project? How will you change the world?
Hearing about the topics in about the medical field, and because it is something I'm very passionate about, I believe my project will pertain to bettering the industry or those affected.
Yeah, I still have no idea.
I will be delighted to let everyone know I will be saving the bees.
I'm with Landon. I still have no idea, but we'll get there. No stress.
Our website, onthemissionforchange.weebly.com, is delivered to you via Anchor.
Thanks, as always, to our program's co-founder, Miss Ainsley.
We loved every bit of the homework you assigned.
I'm Berkeley with Landon, Nick, and Megan.
Tune in next time to hear more great jokes and terrible sarcasm.
Talk to you later, ladies and gents.